And to his disciples, he says, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." What in the world does that mean? As I studied this, and my understanding of who Jesus is, I've come to understand that Jesus means that God in Jesus Christ demonstrates gracious acceptance of humans who have nothing about them to lay a claim on God's generosity. God just graciously gives to all of us. Now, God not only gives benefits to us, but God gives service to all of us. Despite our absolute inability to do anything for God's benefit. You know, God doesn't need us. God doesn't need us. God wants us. God wants us. You know, this is grace, and it is pronounced, to the best of my ability, charis in Greek, all right? And the definition of the Greek word where we get this word grace is the unmerited favor of God freely bestowed upon those totally unable to return the favor. The unmerited favor of God freely bestowed upon those totally unable to return the favor. All right, so Eric, you know, I'm really not following you here. I feel like Regis all of a sudden. You know how he always talks about himself? But anyway, I'm really not following you here. You know, I love my kids, Eric. I'm here on Sunday morning. I even give to the church. You know, it's not a tithe, but I give. We are active in some of the programming that is interesting to us. What are you trying to tell me here this morning, Eric? What is it? Well, George Gallup Jr. and his associates in their book, Who Do Americans Say That I Am?, reveals that a huge majority of Americans consider themselves Christians. A huge majority. However, Gallup summarizes some of the conclusions in this fashion. Let's read them together. We boast Christianity as our faith, but many of us have not bothered to learn the basic biblical facts of this religion. Many of us dutifully attend church, but this act of attending church appears to have made us no less likely than our unchurched brethren to engage in immoral and unethical behavior. We say we are Christians, but sometimes we do not show much love towards those who do not share our particular religious perspective. We say we rejoice in the good news that Jesus brought, but we are often strangely reluctant to share the gospel with others. In a typical day, the average person stays in front of the TV set nearly 25 times longer than in prayer. We say we are believers, but perhaps, we are only assenters. What do you think about that? The question I want to ask you today is, what does our giving, what does the way we treat others, what does the amount of time we spend in prayer, what does the amount of time spent in service, what does the way we think about others, what does our lifestyle say about our priorities? When the rubber meets the road, what does our lifestyle say about who we are and about our priorities? Oh, wait, it goes beyond that, doesn't it? If we claim to be Christians and we claim to be Christians that attend at the First United Methodist Church, what does that say about our church? What does that say about all of us who are a part of your church? Besides that, what does that say about every Christian around the world? What does our lifestyle say about?